Gotta tell you, I am really enjoying this Tennessee Williams Centennial celebration. The Firehouse Theater turned in a magnificent production of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and sponsored a showing of the film version of A Streetcar Named Desire at the Byrd Theater. Now it's the Richmond Triangle Players' turn, offering a staged reading of Vieux Carré and film versions of some of Williams' other plays and a remarkable production of Suddenly Last Summer. In the 40-some years that I've been hanging around the theater scene, it occurred to me that I have never seen a production of Summer Mounted, and I was looking forward to finally checking it off my list of major shows to see. Not only was I not disappointed by this production, I am excited by what they have accomplished. The play is driven by two women. Act One belongs to Laurie Lindberg as Violet Venable, the self-deluded mother of a young poet searching for beauty in the world. She has a couple of moments that are so electrifying that it is almost frightening to watch. Her recollection of their trip to the Ardennes and seeing hundreds of baby turtles being attacked and eaten by birds is one of the rawest moments I've ever seen. The horrible poetry of the passage presages a moment at the end that suggests Euripides' play of the Bacchae. Act Two belongs to Catherine Holly, played by Lauren Marie Hafner, the cousin of poet Sebastian, who assumes his mother roles of protector and procurer. Confined by her aunt to a mental institution, Venable is threatening her with a lobotomy in order to keep her from telling the story of how Sebastian really died. Holly is a passionate young woman who finds herself fighting for her sanity and to preserve the truth in all of its ugly glory. While either of these talented women would ensure the production is worth seeing, the combination of the two elevates the play greatly. Turning in good performances and supporting roles are Jacqueline O'Connor as Catherine's mother and Charlie Raintree as Dr. Kukrowitz, the young physician who might administer the lobotomy to Catherine. My one issue with Raintree is that his newly dyed hair is so blonde, he ends up looking like a cross between the young David Bowie and Julian Assange. The effect was very distracting for a few moments. On the technical end, David Ballas's set is simply sumptuous. It evokes old money New Orleans down to the lush greenery taking up a large part of the stage. The set is a lovely outdoor patio with artistic ironwork and hothouse variety plants. Mara Lynch Gravy's costumes are very good, and the sound design was by Dylan Adams. Adams's work is very good as he blends sounds that create both mood and memory. Effective lights have been designed by Rebecca Brooks. Director Josh Chouinard has managed to release the poetry of Tennessee Williams, giving his actors enough room to bring the stories to life. It makes me wonder why we usually only see a couple of Williams' plays when gems like these are just waiting to be rediscovered. Suddenly Last Summer should be high on your must-see list. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.